20. Salvation. Matthew 7:13-14. Am I striving to gain eternal life through the narrow gate of trusting and obeying Christ? Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Insight. There are many who teach that, quote, being saved is easy, and say that anyone who teaches that it is hard to be saved, or who teaches the need to obey God, are teaching a false, quote, works-based gospel. So many are led into deception on this, because they fail to see the two sides of the salvation coin. Scripture shows us that the forgiveness of our sins, first side, is indeed free and easy. But following Jesus Christ, second side, will cost you everything. If you were the thief on the cross and you repented, you could easily be forgiven by faith, and it wouldn't cost you anything except your pride to confess your sins. However, if you did not die immediately, like the thief did, after you have believed on the Lord, now comes the hard part of receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul. See 1 Peter 1:9. If your faith was genuine, you signed up to be a bond slave and a living sacrifice to Christ, your King. See Romans 12:1. With an enemy who will do everything he can to stop you from making that sacrifice. That first easy step of belief qualifies you to now begin the second step, your hard service to him. When God forgives your sins, that is just the beginning of your salvation. Jesus did all the hard work to forgive your sins, but now your hard work and perseverance in faith begins. Jesus said, "He who stands firm to the end shall be saved." See Matthew 24:13. You were bought at a price and no longer have a right to your life as you see fit just because you believed. God now gets to do with your life as he wishes, and you must remain faithful all the way to the end of your life, no matter what he puts you through, for you to finally receive your inheritance of eternal life. This is why it is so hard to be saved, and this is why Jesus said the way is narrow and only a very few find it. This second hard side of the faith is why someone in Luke 13:23 asked Jesus, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" And why in 1 Peter 4:18, Peter says it is hard for even the righteous to be saved. And why in Revelation 2:10, Jesus said, "Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life." Easy believism, as I call it, is a false teaching which totally contradicts so many of Christ's teachings. If your form of Christianity is a counterfeit, and your Lord is still trapped in the paper of your Bible, you will likely say a prayer, go to, quote, church, and think that is the finish line of your salvation. If, however, you have the authentic Christianity with a living Lord and King the same yesterday, today, and forever, you will learn to hear him and do his will in a living, sacrificial relationship. The reason entering the narrow gate is so hard and must be done with striving, see Luke 13:24, is that it costs you so much. As we have seen in Christ's teachings, it requires a full surrender of our life and obedience to Jesus, not just intellectual assent and a prayer. There is no such thing as Jesus my Lord or Savior. It is Jesus my Lord and Savior. There is no such thing as salvation without surrender. See Luke 14:33. And contrary to what we want to believe, Jesus did not and does not do it all. One minister rightly said, if Jesus did it all, we would all look like Jesus. And I'm sure you agree, we don't. The reason we don't all look like Jesus is because we have a vital role to play. That's not blasphemy. That is the teaching of Jesus. If we are born again and walk in humble daily dependence upon him, he empowers us by his grace. But we still have an important part to play as servants. The Bible teaches that we must partner with God by his grace, making every effort to live godly. See 2 Peter 3:11. To perfect holiness. See 2 Corinthians 7:1. To hold firm to our faith. See 1 Corinthians 15:2. To resist the devil. See James 4:7. To avoid bad company. See 1 Corinthians 15:33. To forgive others. See Colossians 3:12. To live worthy of the call we have received. See Ephesians 4:1. And to love each other. See John 13:34. Among many other things. Now can you see what Jesus means by the narrow gate? And are you absolutely certain you are headed towards it?
Eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face.